Go.
I'm sorry. Can I speak to Mr. Anderson, please?
Who is it?
Hi, Kyle. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal with a law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Yeah.
How are you, Kyle?
Yeah, I'm fine, yes.
Fantastic. Kyle, have you got five minutes to have a quick chat with me about your case, buddy?
I've got 5 minutes, yes.
Okay. I'll be really quick then. My name's Michael. I'm an investigator at MMA Legal.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, Kyle, all our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Okay.
My role is to go out and find the information, or the evidence, should I say, of the information you've given us and will give me, just so I can substantiate your claim for when we submit it to the Scottish Redress team. My job today is to try and find out, you know, how your time in care has haunted you and followed you into your adult life, whether that's through the likes of depression, anxiety, PTSD, any alcohol or substance issues.
Yes.
Obviously, because we can tie that back to the trauma of your time in care, Kyle. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you or have you ever suffered with depression, Kyle?
Yes.
Okay. And was it diagnosed by a doctor?
Yeah, and I was diagnosed with complex PTSD, the psychiatrist, and I told them the stuff that happened to me at school with these guys.
Okay. PTSD. Okay. And did you see the psychiatrist through your GP, Kyle? Was that a referral?
It was a referral. I got diagnosed with complex PTSD in 2023.
Okay, buddy. Okay. So what I'm going to do, Kyle, with your permission, I'm going to write to your GP. I won't tell them what it's for. I don't need to. I'm just going to request all of your medical records, which obviously shows your depression, your complex PTSD, any notes that I can get off your psychiatrist. And that also all goes to proving what happened to you in your time in care has massively affected you in your adult life.
Yes.
Okay. Am I okay to write to your GP, Kyle?
I can't hear you, sir.
Sorry, am I okay to write to your GP, buddy?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine, okay. Yeah.
Have you had any issues with alcohol or substances, Kyle?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, what was it, Kyle? Was it alcohol or
alcohol and pills and all sorts. I'm away from that now, but I'm getting treatment now for the PTSD instead of the alcohol and that.
Okay. And does your GP know all about your alcohol and your...
Of course, yeah.
Issues?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. GP knows. Okay, so with your... Can I take your GP's details, please? I don't need the address or anything. I'll find it.
It's Homehead Medical Practice, Kilmarnock.
Okay. Okay. The last tough question I have to ask you, Kyle, and I'll be doing you a disservice if I didn't ask you, is have you ever tried to take your own life?
Yes.
Okay, and did that result in any sort of hospitalisation?
No, any hospitalisation, but it messed me up. I've been suicidal for a long time.
Yeah, no, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that you're feeling like that, and you think that, you know, you're getting to a point where lymphoma are creeping in. And does your doctor know about your suicidal thoughts?
Yes, he knew about it. Yes, yeah, it's been a while ago now, but...
Yeah, I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry. I thank you for being so brave and talking to me. Okay. So what I'm going to do, Kyle, obviously, I know you're pushed for time, is I'm going to write to your GP. I'm going to gather all that information. I'm going to write to the care center, the local authority of the care center, and you stay there.
I never stayed there. I was in a Lish G school.
A Lish G school, so that's Galen's school base.
I was in their school department.
Okay, so it was a school that you were at?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll write to the local authority of the school you stayed at. Oh, you were in, sorry.
Jalesland,
Bice, KH15-1HE.
Yeah, scumbags. Scumbags. The score's down now.
Yeah, it's okay. The local authority will have all the details and the records of you.
So does it matter if I stayed in that care setting or attended that? They made me attend that every single day for 2 years.
Okay. Well, was that? Was that like a naughty boys' school? Was that like?
It was a naughty boys' school. Yes, it was.
Okay. And is that where the abuse? Obviously, that's where the abuse happened.
Yes. And it was the council that sent me there.
Okay. That's good. That's not good, obviously, but that's good that the council's sitting here. Local authority.
The school board and the council, all the same thing.
Yeah, of course it is. Okay. So I've made a note of that. I'll write to the local authority of the school. I'll get any sort of incident reports. Was you ever hospitalised for any of the incidents at the school?
No, I don't think I was hospitalised at the school.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll gather all that information. Do you want copies of the information I get, Kyle?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do is I'll send you all the information over and we'll go through it together.
Yeah. How long does this take and what is the next step for you? Go to the local authority?
Yeah, buddy, yes. Gather all the evidence.
And what if they can't produce the evidence? How does that work?
We'll make them produce it. We'll threaten them under legal action and we'll take them to court if need be.
Because there must be records of that.
Of course
there's got to be. I know it was a long time ago.
We're talking
about 1992 or something like that.
Yeah.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's a long time for records to go missing.
Yeah, well, I mean, if the records have gone missing, it says more about them than it does about the case, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
If records have gone missing, then, you know, it's probably more powerful than if we get the records, if that makes sense, because they've been hidden, destroyed for a reason, you know.
So who pays this money out? Is it the Scottish Government or is it the council? Yeah. Who is it?
No, it's the Scottish Government. So what's happened, Kyle, is over the years, the Scottish Government have been taken to court on multiple occasions and they've realised that, you know, there's still thousands of these cases going to come at them. So they created what's called the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Mm-hmm.
That it's a barrier, if you like, before court. So people can apply to the Scottish Redress team about their time in care and produce evidence or not, dependent on, you know, how strong they want to build a case. And then they'll be judged on by, it won't be judged on by the police, or it'll be judged on by, you know, the people upstanding in society, if you like. Or peers.
See, I didn't know anything about this, right? But I've seen somewhere online that Jalesland West G School was one of the worst offenders of the whole lot in Scotland. And it goes down and they built new houses on top of it and all that.
Yeah. Well, did you say List G School, did you say?
Yeah.
List G School.
It was just basically a school for like young offenders, really.
Yeah. Yeah, at the time. Look, if it's known, and the records go missing, then that's probably in our favour, if that makes sense, Kyle, because they've destroyed the records for a reason. But there will be a record of you being in that school. And obviously, we pair that with your medical history, your complex PTSD and your depression, then we can tie that back into your trauma.
So are you a lawyer?
So I'm not a lawyer, but you know, I have ownership in the law practice, but my business partner, Matt, he's the lawyer His name's Bill
right.
Bell.
Right.
It's my job to go out and gather the evidence for you.
Right.
So that's what I'm going to do after I speak to you. I'm going to start sending letters out.
Right.
It doesn't happen quick, Kyle. These authorities. I just need to manage your expectations a little. It could take anywhere up to 10 months.
How much money are you talking about? How realistically, how much money?
Okay. So I can't tell you obviously on an individual case. What I can tell you, the average claim value through Scottish Redress in the last few years has been £55,000.
Is that right?
Yeah, buddy, yeah. Yep. We've done that. It's on a case study of, you know, hundreds and hundreds of payouts, if not thousands.
It's just... can you keep me updated on this? I'd like to see what they're saying about this, because obviously it was through Scottish Children's Panels and stuff like that that put me in there.
Yeah. Scottish Children's what, sorry?
Panel made the decision.
Is that in Kilmarnock, is it?
And they removed me. They removed me from my school and sent me there daily.
Okay.
There was residential people in there.
Yeah,
and I did do a few overnight stays in there as well, but...
Okay. Well, look, I mean, it was a government decision to put you in there. I don't see why not. You know, you suffered abuse in there. I don't see why not. You don't have a good chance of getting some good money. Certainly with your complex PTSD. I mean, I know that's obviously been horrific for you to go through, but in the eyes of the law, you know, that doesn't just come out of nowhere.
No, I told the psychiatrist where it came to.
Okay. Well, we'll get all that information. So what I'll do is, once I get all the information, I'll send you it. And we'll go through it together.
Right.
What we'll then do is we'll then make sure your statement has absolutely everything in. We haven't
right.
left anything else. We dot our I's, we cross our T's. And then
right.
we'll submit that to the Scottish Redress team.
Right.
What happens then is we'll then get a panel date, and a panel will then obviously judge on our case. And hopefully from there we'll get you obviously some recognition of, you know, guilt of what's happened to you, and hopefully some financial compensation, Kyle.
Right.
Is that okay, sir?
All right, that's great, mate. Cheers.
All right, buddy. Do you understand? Do you have any questions for me?
No, no. I'm all right.
Okay. Just give me 2 seconds, but I'm just going to finish this off with letting you know about our fees, of his documents.
Is it not 20%?
Yeah. Obviously, because of the sensitivity and nature of this case, I just need to make sure you fully understand everything and what other options are out there for you, Kyle. So you could actually apply to Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that. Then it's obviously down to you and how much or how little evidence you supply. It'd be obviously down to you to build your own case.
Right.
You know, it's obviously a case of, you know, trusting the Scottish Government to pay you a fair compensation package.
That's great.
That's option one. Option two is there are other law firms out there who can help you apply and won't charge you any fees. But they take a fee from the Scottish Government. It's part of a scheme called a Government Legal Fee Scheme.
£2,000, isn't it?
Yeah, they get £2,000, whether you win, lose or draw.
Right.
Now, I can't legally comment on what they would do for you, or more importantly, Kyle, what they don't do for you. All
right.
I can tell you is we reject that scheme. We don't get paid by the Scottish Government. We've actually rejected it on multiple occasions.
Right.
We want to have skin in your game if you...
Well, I take it yous have won a lot of these cases.
Yeah, well, we know of law firms. We've been in this now for about 3 months, so we haven't quite got panel dates yet, but we've done a hell of a lot of extensive research. because obviously we're putting our own money in to run these cases, and the research that we've done is, you know, these cases are probably 80-90% successful.
Well,
80-90% success rate. So yeah, we wouldn't put our own money in if we hadn't done a hell of a lot of research. Obviously, we've got a lot of resources into this case. So just to let you know, Kyle, our fees are capped at 20% plus VAT. Again, on the research, we found out our fees are probably 7 or 8% lower than anyone else's that's on the market.
Right.
So you'll never pay us more than 20% inclusive of VAT.
Right. I never need to pay anything if you lose or if
No. It's a genuine no-win, no-fee, Kyle.
Right.
What that means is, obviously, and I said to you before, the sensitive nature of the cases, we have to, you know, explain to you that you guys, clients, are classed as high risk, if you like. You've been through so much emotional trauma. We're not going to put you under any financial trauma either or hardship.
I was worried about that in the beginning. That's why I was kind of hesitant to do it. But at the end of the day, if we're going to have a free go at it, then they deserve to be getting hit in the pocket. I'd like to be hitting these guys. Yeah. I said, the guys that should be in these care places, man, they should be brought to justice.
Yeah, of course they should have.
Scumbags.
Yeah, hopefully we'll go somewhere. I know that, you know, the money's not going to fix what happened to you, Kyle.
No.
But, you know, hopefully getting the recognition of, you know, they wronged you and what's happened to you will help you, you know, help with a little bit of closure, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
I know, because, you know, a lot of people go through life blaming themselves. Why did that happen to me? Why me? But in reality, is you were forced into these situations, buddy. It's not your fault. You were decided upon by a panel.
That's right.
You know, you had no say in the matter. Your family probably might not even have had a say in the matter. So.
And illegally, nowadays. Yeah, illegally.
Probably. Yeah, more than likely, buddy. More than likely.
They couldn't make these decisions nowadays. There's no way they could make these decisions nowadays they did years ago.
Better hope not, had me. Otherwise, it's going to be a lot of damaged people in the future, isn't there?
Right.
So do you understand those three options, Kyle?
Yes, I understand, and I like to go ahead with use in.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you for trusting us. What I'm going to do, Kyle, is I'm going to get letters sent out as soon as next week to all these local authorities, your GP. I'm going to send you a letter with all my contact details. I wait for you, Kyle, so if you need me, you call me.
All right.
It's only going to be me dealing with your case from now till hopefully you get some recognition and compensation.
Right.
So if you say my number, this is my name's Michael.
All right.
I'll check in with you every month.
Right.
You know how I'm getting on, if I'm hitting brick walls or if I'm being successful. I'll walk you right the way through to get you some recognition and compensation.
Thanks a lot, mate. Cheers for that.
Oh, thank you, Kyle. Thanks for your bravery, buddy, and speaking to me today. Honestly, I do appreciate it. Hopefully you enjoy the rest of your Saturday, and I'll speak to you soon.
Okay, cheers. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Kyle. Bye, buddy.